Cheers, man.
Dude, it feels so good to just sit back and relax after a long week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, right? It's a nice place, man. Hey, you see some of the ladies walking around here? Oh, nice. Hey, you see that chick over there? What nationality do you think she is? Asian?
Well, it's not really nationality, is it? That's more of a region. I mean, she could be Thai.
Spanish?
Well, I think she's Asian of some sort.
But you just said she wasn't.
No, I meant...
Maybe she's Inuit.
Well, I mean, the chances of that are fairly slim.
Yeah, true. They died out, didn't they?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they're still around.
Sorry. I thought you were talking about a type of penguin.
But you brought it up. Did you think she was a type of penguin?
What? That's just stupid. You see, this is why I don't go on drinks with you. You start to get racist and shit.
But I...
Nah, she's definitely Spanish.
Bonjour, señorita.
Linz, that's half Spanish, half French.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm hoping she is. You know, the best of both worlds. You know what I mean?
Kind of.
Shut up. Shh, she's coming over.
Holy shit, it's Pango, man!
Pango, how you been, buddy? Give me five! Oh, man, it's so weird. We're just talking. Lindsay thought you were a girl. Anyway, what have you been up to, man? Oh, nah, we're good.
No, we're off
the stuff. Thanks, man. But,
Man, we didn't think you hit rock bottom. Pango, it's no good for you, man. Give it here. Give it here, Pango! Pango!
Oh, man. Did not expect Pingu to be such a drug fiend.
I know, right?
You see his girlfriend?
Banging. Really banging. What nationality do you think she was?
Snitch and Lynn's podcast.
Perfect with an ice cold Pepsi. So refreshing. May cause irreversible damage to the liver or kidneys. Snitch and Lynn's are not sponsored by Pepsi Cola or ever will be. I'm only joking this fast because I was hanging out with Charlie Sheen all night.
Let's go!
And welcome to the Snitchlands podcast for a brand new fortnight, joined by my friend of 20 years, Mr. Lindsay Price, in the Snitch and Lynn studios in Sydney. How are you doing, Lindsay?
I'm okay. I'm about to sneeze, but I'm not sure if I am.
Perfect way to kick off the show. It's going to be a bit like the show today. You're never not going to quite know when it's going to happen, but it'll hit you.
It's just going to happen.
It'll get you.
It's going to happen at Wednesday.
And it's going to be a bit of an explosion. There's going to be some kind of snot going over you.
Yeah, some good bless yous maybe, but we'll see what happens.
Exactly, Lindsay. In the show today, we're going to be discussing something real serious that's happening in Sydney at the moment.
Very serious.
The monorail, of course. Also on the cards for today, we did go to Balmain to dig for gold, as we promised last week.
That coming up later in the show.
That's
right.
We're
excited about that segment.
Oh, I know you are. I'm actually a little bit sore still from doing it.
Oh, my shoulder's it's
a lot of work.
Killing me.
Actually, no, it's a lie. I'm sore from going on the jungle gym last night. But
that was a lot of fun, too.
That was fun. And also, Lindsay, I went recently to a little place that I like to call the B-Rat and saw something that blew my mind all up soon on the Snitch and Lynn's podcast. Huge thing happening in Sydney in the moment.
Massive.
It has been announced that the infamous monorail is going to be closed down and scrapped. It's leaving Sydney.
It was rumoured, Michael. It was rumoured for a while.
It was.
But now it's official.
It is official. The mayor or transport minister?
Someone important.
One of them did it. One of the ministers with some kind of power.
Some sort of power.
Has said, guys, it's time. It's been around for long enough. Get rid of it.
And we've had a good run.
We're done with it.
25 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. And you know what I found out the other day? Because, of course, all the newspapers covering it.
Yep.
That the monorail in Sydney is one of the most expensive public transport systems in the world. Because it's $5 to go for one stop.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? One stop for $5.
And that's like
going from Riverston to Mulgrave.
No one knows where that is, Michael.
No one's going to get that reference.
It's kind of walking from Central to Town Hall. That's pretty much it.
That's going to cost you $5 on the old monorail.
Bit of a rip, but...
Not many people get to work on it.
I think it's worth it. I personally think it's worth it, Michael.
Really, Lindsay?
Well...
Really?
When you're on a monorail, Michael...
The world's your oyster when you're on a monorail. But, you know, I actually haven't been on the monorail in years. I think the last time I went on it was when I was going to SeaWorld in Sydney. And if people remember SeaWorld... Oh. That's at least 15 years ago. That SeaWorld shut down.
Easy 15 years.
I'm pretty sure it was 15 years ago,
something
right?
Something like that.
I mean, come on.
Well, you
should know. You're the seeker head here.
I should, but I don't.
But you don't.
I don't. I'm like, you put me on the spot.
It's much like most of our podcasts. We should know, but we just don't.
No.
But Lindsay, I decided that it was time that I took one last ride on the monorail to say goodbye. So I went onto it. I paid my $5 to go one stop. got on and I took the recorder with me, and here's what I heard.
It's Jerry, friendly monorail driver here. Obviously, you've heard the news that the monorail, the system that you're on now, is going to be shut down. I don't know when, but, you know, it's going to happen. So, you know, what's the point? What's the bloody point of being on this thing? We can be shut down. We may as well shut down now. In fact, why don't I just shut the doors and we just lock ourselves in here and f*** the system, f*** the guys. All they see is numbers. They don't see the rail. They don't see the spirit. They're f***ing killing it. Life goes on. You gotta look on the bright side. They're offered us jobs as tram drivers, light rail drivers, but it's not the same. It's just not the same. I had dreams too, you know. I was a big AFL player. Was in B grade, gonna go into A grade, but didn't quite make it. I could have though, I could have. But I dedicated my life to the monorail. Because I believed in something bigger than myself. I believed that we could transport everyone around Sydney on a monorail.
He didn't sound too happy about it.
No.
A bit of a disgruntled driver, Lindsay. And I actually kept it recording for quite a few more rounds because I went around the monorail quite a few times.
So you went on once and then you didn't pay your fares?
Yeah, no,
of course. You paid once for one station.
I am the person that is personally bringing down the monorail.
So it's people like you pays for one station and gets several.
Yeah, exactly. But the great thing is I kept the recorder running, so all different drivers gone on and off. So I actually have a few more recordings that I'm just going to pop in between a little bit of the podcast here. So keep an eye out for them. They're going to be in there. Now, Lindsay, I wanted to bring this up with you on the podcast.
I protested this segment.
A lot of people think that most of the time we're just taking the piss on the podcast, but you genuinely didn't want to talk about this because you are so concerned.
I'm really concerned. How can you not be concerned? I'm concerned.
I'm not concerned in the slightest, Lindsay.
About my health.
No. Now, for people obviously don't know what we're talking about, Lindsay, you're concerned that you have asbestos in your lungs.
I may have asbestos in my lungs. And that's a genuine concern.
It is a genuine thing. And there's no way that I'm saying that people that actually have asbestos problems, that they're faking or anything. I'm not saying that.
No. That's a genuine medical condition.
Now, I need to explain why I think this.
I think that's more important. It's not just asbestos in the walls, whatever. I work as a trade assistant for my dad, who's an electrician, and we don't personally do the asbestos removal, but we have to disconnect the lights from the asbestos roofs, and that dust can fall down and can get into our lungs and cause asbestos cancer in our lungs.
Right, yes.
I think I may have caught that.
Okay, well, you failed to mention a couple of things in there.
Well, you are
wearing full safety equipment when you do this, right?
Yeah, but Michael, there's sometimes little holes in the gas mask. They might just seep through the filters. It's just... I don't think you are
wearing full safety unit. This is gear meant to stop you from getting any asbestos at all.
Yeah.
It's specifically made for that.
Yes.
And certifiably made for that as well.
Yes.
Okay. And also, how long have you been doing this for? Because, Lindsay, you haven't been working with your dad very long. How long have you actually been dealing with the lights that are with the asbestos?
There's been two jobs.
Two jobs?
Two jobs.
You've done two jobs of it. Your dad's been doing this for 40 years?
Something like that.
Your dad is fine. Your dad has probably got the best lungs I know out of anyone.
I'm still concerned. I have had fresh lungs. I have like innocent
You've
lungs.
You've done two jobs.
I don't care. That's enough.
Safety
you
gear.
Need something like an invisible piece of asbestos to get in your lungs and it's there forever. It doesn't break down.
Oh yeah, I'm aware of that, Lindsay. But you're wearing full safety gear.
But Michael, ever since I've done these jobs, I've become a little bit more short on breath.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I
have. No, you have not.
I was breathing down the mic. I'm just like, I've got it, man.
All right. Let's try this. Okay. Just breathe in deep for us right here. Okay. Let's do a test. No, you just. Now, Lindsay, we mentioned on the previous podcast that you had a get-rich-quick scheme.
That's right. I would be digging in Balmain.
Yep. For gold.
For gold. Because there's gold in Balmain. It's a well-known fact. A lot of people just don't be bothered.
And basically, when I came up to Sydney, you tried to talk me into moving to Balmain so you could dig in my backyard for gold.
But you moved to the neighbouring suburb, Drummoyne.
Yep. And apparently not good enough for you.
No. So we have to go there at night.
Yeah. And we did it. We went there a couple of nights ago to go digging for gold in Balmain. Here's what happened.
Oh, man. Come on, snitch. Dig harder.
I thought you said you were going to bring a dingo along.
Oh, well... Tight budget. All we could afford was the
tight budgets. This is a friggin' spade from the beach.
I'll pay you when we get the gold.
Well, we're not gonna find any gold. Oh,
what was that?
What's that? Oh, then bring the torch over. It's gold.
No, Mike, it's fool's gold. It's fool's gold.
No. But look at it. I mean, it's soft like gold should be. Have we found gold?
I think we found gold.
Are we rich?
I think the question you're asking is, am I rich? And the answer is yes, in gold.
Well, I guess I owe you a Coke then.
I guess you do.
Congratulations. What are you going to spend it on?
I don't know.
Well, you can decide later, I suppose.
Michael, my sister recently got some new number plates.
Cool.
Because the old ones got damaged by someone walking into them, believe it or not.
What?
Someone walked into my sister's number plates and bent them with their shin.
For one thing, what?
Don't
this makes
up.
No sense
just,
at all.
Just believe it.
I don't. I'm just
nothing
gonna,
makes sense in my house.
No, it doesn't.
So just go with
Price
it.
Price household is just a wonderland.
It is.
Of misfortune and bizarreness.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Right.
New number plates. They're in.
Well, nice. Red. Congratulations.
Oh, well, you know,
I'm glad you brought it up.
It's a big moment
to let everyone know.
The letters. The combination of letters.
Did she get personalized ones?
No, they were random.
Good, because I hate personalized plates.
But this is what they spelled.
What?
C-E-X. Which can't be pronounced any other way other than sex.
Sex. Yes! That's awesome!
She wasn't happy with it, so we ended up having to take them back and get
them changed. Are you serious? You took them back?
Yeah, which was a bit of a shame. I loved them. I said, give them to me.
Oh, you know that you would have taken them.
I would have taken them. But you don't see any sex number plates, do you?
No, you don't, because they don't let them go through.
Well, they let these ones through, Michael. And now...
I mean, this wasn't even personalised ones. These was just pure luck of the draw.
Pure luck of the draw.
Sexy number plates.
But the funny thing is, Michael, the RTA down in Richmond got a whole box of these.
Of sex?
Sex.
Oh, so is it sex with three other numbers after it?
Yeah, just...
That's awesome. So they have, if my calculations are correct, 1,000 sex plates down there.
They have 1,000 sex plates.
So guys, get on down to the RTA. Everybody sex plates. Sex plates for everyone. I bag sex.
That is exactly what's happened. The Hawkesbury has exploded with sex number plates. You see 5 every time you drive.
That is awesome. Lins, man,
yep.
I really hope they haven't got the sex 069 yet. I bags it.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the monorail. Hope you're enjoying yourselves out there. Where are you going? Going to Darling Harbour? Gonna go to the aquarium? Oh, good on you, good on you. Just a quick question for you out there. How are you getting there next year? Are you planning to come back to Sydney? Because the thing you're on right now, it's gonna be f***ing gone, alright? It's not gonna be here, because they're shutting us down, losing my job, the wife's left me now. It was all I had, guys, so what's... They said it's gonna be it. This is the future. It was the new flying car, but well, egg on my face now, isn't it? You know, back in the 80s, it was crazy back then. We used to have this thing going anti-clockwise, instead of clockwise. Back when people knew what was going on with the monorail. Back when the people running it gave a fuck. Next stop, Tattle.
So, Lins have recently moved into a new apartment.
Congratulations.
In Sydney.
It's
thank you very much.
Yeah. It's a bachelor pad.
It is a bit of a bachelor pad, apart from the fact I live with two other people. One of them's a girl.
And your room is the smallest?
Yeah, and well, I mean, that's
and
how it goes.
It's got really bad lighting and you can't see what it is. It's almost like a dungeon of or a den.
This is just my room, though. The actual apartment's very nice. The room...
Not so nice.
Not so nice. It's a little bit small. It's a little bit small. But that's what I get, Lindsay.
It's, you know, confused for a cupboard. But
Lindsay, Lindsay, we're forgetting about one thing here.
Okay.
The view, Lindsay. The view.
Of not your...
It is awesome.
Not from your room, though.
Not from what? No, nobody gets a view from their room.
Yeah, okay? I just wanted to send home the message to the listeners.
That it's
the room
right.
is not what we're talking about. That's not the pinnacle.
All right, because I don't want people thinking, oh, Mr. Moneybag Snitch out there with this fantastic view of the bay.
Wakes up every morning with the sun glistering through his windows. Yeah, no, is not
I wake up every morning with a garbage truck behind my window. That's where I am. But the front of the apartment's brilliant view.
Beautiful.
So I thought the other day, Lens, man, you know, I haven't had a chance yet to appreciate this view, to just sit out there and just drink it in.
Okay, you know? Okay.
Okay, you feeling me?
I'm feeling you.
So I made myself a nice little coffee. We've got one of those cool little coffee makers there.
Yep.
Thank you to my housemates for buying that.
Kudos.
I made some toast and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to sit out there, no music, no nothing, just enjoy the view.
Okay.
And then suddenly, Lindsay, I'm sitting there just encapsulated in joyfulness.
Bathing it in, yeah.
And I hear this. That's right, Lindsay. There is, I'd say maybe a 9-year-old kid that lives directly underneath my apartment, standing out on his balcony, playing Mary Had a Little Lamb so badly on the recorder. On a school day? What is going on here? Why does God hate me, Lindsay?
No, see, Michael, is it that you hate the kid? The recorder, that's just bad.
I mean, the recorder
that
is bad.
That is a bad instrument. Whoever invented the recorder.
Well, that's what I started thinking after this, Lindsay. After my rage died down.
Yep.
After my face, all the blood drained from my face. I started thinking, who came up with the idea of the recorder? Whose idea was it to give a recorder to every school kid in the world?
Okay, guys, thanks for coming in. I know you pushed for time. Let's make this quick. All right, kids need to learn an instrument. What's it going to be? Let's get some ideas flowing here.
What about the oboe?
Nah, too big and ugly. We'll let the parents decide if their kids want to be losers for life. More.
What about guitar?
Oh, so you want every kid having premarital sex, do you? Have you seen what guitars do to girls? You might as well just give them a big bag of hormones. Out of the question, next.
What about the keyboard?
Yeah, let's just put a keyboard in your kid's bag for him to take home, shall we? Think, Judy. It's got to be portable.
What about the harmonica?
What are we training these kids up for? To live in a jail cell? How about you give them a tin cup as well to rap on the bars and throw urine at the correctional officers? That's just stupid.
Violin!
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. Do you not understand the concept of funds? We're on a budget, man. We're not the bloody conservatorium.
The bagpipes?
Now, wait a second. I like it, but they're still too big. What if we could get something with the annoyingness of the bagpipes, but the portability of a flute?
I got just the thing. Listen to this.
It's perfect. It's musical, yet it makes me want to stab myself in the eye. Many adjourns. Judy, call Billy Hines and tell them I want 100 recorders here by Saturday. And I want to see you all back here next week. We're going to discuss the songs that we teach the kids. Who loves public domain songs?
So, Linz, I popped down the old B-Rat recently. Ballarat.
Ballarat, for those who don't know the name, or B-Rat.
And we've got a couple of friends that are living there now.
Yep.
It's exciting times.
They're loving it down there?
Yeah, it's a nice place. I do have a soft spot for Ballarat. I did work there for about 8 months at one point. Now, I decided to go for a bit of a stroll through...
Memory Lane?
No, the Botanic Gardens, not Memory Lane. 8 months of memories, it's not exactly a big lane, is it?
Can I just hold you up there? How many Botanic Gardens are there?
In Ballarat?
No, in the world, in Australia.
There's crap loads.
Can't they change the name? Can't they mix it up?
What do you mean?
Botanic Gardens. There's so many
Botanic Gardens. It doesn't have...
When someone says, I'm going to the Botanic Gardens, I'm like, well, which one... There's so many.
It's their fault. They're the one not defining which one it is.
Well, I want to know.
Not too many people up here going, I'm going to the Botanic Gardens in Sydney. And then you go, what, the one in Sydney? And then they go, no, the one in Ballarat. Well, idiots.
Anyway,
obviously.
I just feel
they're the most famous.
I feel they should change the name. Anyway.
Anyway, back to the topic at hand.
Botanic Gardens in Melbourne. I mean, Ballarat.
Ballarat, Lindsay. There is one in Melbourne.
There's so many, Michael. Anyway.
Oh, we're just confusing people now. Yeah. No, it was the Botanic Gardens in Ballarat.
Yep.
There was a lane down there, and they've got a bust of every single Prime Minister of Australia.
Yep.
That's exciting.
That's pretty exciting.
It's kind of cool to walk down there and just think, all these people, they've run the country.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. They haven't got Julia Gillard there yet. Haven't got around to it.
They're working on
it. By the looks of it. But they do have the old Kay Rudster
from before. Kay Ruddy.
Now, let me tell you what these things are like. I mean, they're busts. They're quite good.
Yeah.
They're well done. They're full...
Copper?
Copper? I don't know what they're...
No, brass, bronze, I think, or something like
bronze
that.
Bronze busts, something like that. Yeah. It's some metal that they're made out of. They all look great. You know, Robert Menzies, friggin'...
Johnny Howard.
Yeah, that guy.
I was going to say Paul McCartney, but...
Paul McCartney.
He should be there.
Ringo Starr, they all look great, okay? But, Lindsay, the one that I saw was the Rudster.
Yeah.
And he's not looking great.
He's not looking great.
He is not looking great. I'm going to put it out there and say that the K-Rudd bust in the Ballarat Botanic Gardens is the worst bust of a human, if it's meant to be that I've ever seen. He is truly horrible. It looks like someone, because he's got glasses, obviously, he always wears glasses. Instead of putting a pair of glasses on there, they've actually wrapped the glasses to his copper face.
So it looks like he's wearing goggles.
It looks like he's about to go for a swim. It looks like he's about to jump in the old MSAC pool in Melbourne, pretty much. So he's got these glasses stuck on there, and also his face is all pocked and stuff as well.
What?
And he's got these beady little eyes that they don't look human at all. He looks like a cat. Looks like a cat wearing goggles, pretty much.
Man, what?
Honestly, I don't know.
Who was in charge of making that bust?
I think what's happened is they've had a work experience kid at the old bust factory that they do. Is that? At the bust factory, okay?
Yep.
Ballarat bust factory. They're about to knock off on a Friday, and they thought, oh, that's right, we've got your Prime Minister. Yeah. Crap! We forgot about it. It's due on Monday. Where's the work experience kid? Look at the time. It's 4 o'clock. I'm knocking off now because it's a Friday and I want to get my drink on.
Yeah.
Get the work experience kid in here. Just let him go at it.
Like, where's a photo of Rudd? Here's the one where the day he lost his power. Give him that one.
He looks the happiest right there. That's perfect. He's a bit crumpled. I mean, we've had it around for a bit. Was it a newspaper? you can base it off then. You don't even know who Kevin Rudd is. Oh, that's weird.
Don't worry about it. It wasn't that long
anyway.
He'll
be fine. He was only around for a couple of years.
Yeah, didn't really do much.
People aren't going to be looking at him, to be honest. Almost we could have just skipped him and gone to Julia.
It didn't even finish the term.
Yes, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the world's greatest system of transport, the monorail. Mono meaning one, or singular. And rail meaning metal combined. So it was a wonderful and yet elegant train can travel. So that f**khead, he reckons that there's no need for the elegant train, the elevated elegant train. No need. Well, f**k him and f**k him all to hell. This is a unique structure, and it's a structure that's part of my life. You know, stepping in every day, and I hope you don't mind me telling you this, stepping in every day is like coming home to the one you love. Love! God damn it. Hell, I'd marry this bitch if that stupid fucking redhead in Canberra had let me. It's a travesty that a man and a machine cannot be legally united. Well, I'm telling you, passengers, that no one has ever stopped me touching her, and they won't. By Christ, they will not stop me making love to this machine. Next up, Casino.
Linz, one last thing I want to bring up with you before we finish off the podcast.
What's that, Michael?
I have some of your clothes.
You have some of my clothes?
You leave your clothes when you come and just crash at my place after a big night on the town. You always leave your clothes behind.
Michael, why can't you just give them back to me?
Because you never take them back. I give you back some, you leave some more. It's just a vicious cycle. Which brings me to the question. How long do I have to hang on to your clothes for before I can chuck them the f*** out?
Oh, Michael.
I know it's your property and it's technically illegal.
I don't think you can do that.
I'm pretty sure I can. It's not just your clothes I have. I have people's clothes from parties that I've had years and years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. Our friend Katie left her jacket and it's a, what's the one with the crocodile?
Crocs?
No, not Crocs. Shoes, Lindsay.
Oh, it starts with L.
Yeah, Lacoste. Yeah. She left the Lacoste jacket, really expensive, at my place. I've had it for 5 years and it is starting to annoy me.
Just wear it.
I can't wait.
Well, that's the answer.
Oh, that's your question. Answer there.
Can't beat them, join them. Just may as well adopt the clothing.
I mean, it's obviously not going to fit me because it's not my size, but I could make some alterations.
Why not?
I would take the sleeves off, put some denim on. Why not?
But Michael, I'm pointing guns here. It's a duel.
What do you mean?
You throw out my clothes. I'm quite obviously wearing your shirt at the moment.
You actually are wearing my shirt at the moment. No, I just I've come to realize that
if you throw
once,
out my shirt, I throw out yours.
No.
That's how it goes.
No. This is how it goes, Lindsay, because I have already accepted the fate of my clothes once they are on your back. Because every time you come around, you never have a jumper and you never have a new shirt for the next day. And you're sitting there begging, saying, Snitch, man, can I just borrow a shirt just for one? Just one
and
little
I
shirt.
I just need one sock. Yeah. I swear.
And then I have had 20 years of this, and I know the second it hits your skin, I ain't seen that shirt again. So you can throw them out because they're gone to me. They're dead to me, Lindsay. That they are dead.
It's a good shirt too.
Yeah, it's actually pity I gave that one up. Okay, Linz, it's the end of the podcast, but before we go, of course, we've made this a weekly thing. We set it up last week, and it's just because, you know, the podcast is a real energetic thing.
Yeah, it's intense. So
it is intense, we get all tensed up.
We just have to loosen up, relax.
You just need to loosen up all the muscles.
Breathe out.
Loosen up your sphincters and just...
Just go...
Chill.
Yeah, chill.
Chill out. It's just what we like to call meditation. I read about it on the internet. You trust me. It's going to be good. Okay?
It's going to be good. We did it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It was okay. Yeah. I felt great.
Oh, me too. Oh,
I just
whatever. And we just
floated out of the room.
And you know what? You just feel this connection with everyone out there, with the listeners, with everyone that works here at Snitch and Linz Industry.
Everyone's energy seemed to bond.
Yeah. Just, I don't know what it is.
It's just some kind of weird
It just
thing.
Works, though.
But no.
So let's do it.
Let's do it now.
Let's go into a little bit of meditation.
Are you ready? Does anyone else do the little dance in front of their microwave in the last 10 seconds to celebrate their food being ready? Or is that just me?
I was watching an alien the other night. Man, Sigourney Weaver sure looks like a dude in that film.
A lot of people don't like e-readers just because they smell the books. Do you reckon they'll bring out a Kindle that smells like books?
I've got a really itchy foot right now, but I can't scratch it because I'm recording this stupid segment.
Scotch fingers come in pairs. Can you get them in one big one?
Hey, did Michael Jackson die?
I think so.
Not asking a question. Jackson die? Was that just a dream I had?
Do you think farting will ever become a greeting?
If Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was real, Willy Wonka would be in jail because he's a serial killer.
Who'd he kill?
The kids in the film. Was I watching Willy Wonka?
No.
I don't think I was. And that is it for the Snitch and Linz podcast for another week.
It's been a lot of fun. We've talked about a lot of topics, a lot of issues.
Oh, we've covered over pretty much everything that's happened in these past 2 weeks.
The monorail, digging for gold.
It was Stressful.
It was very stressful.
But you know what? I'm so glad we had a little bit of meditation at the end there just to even it all out to make the perfect podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And if you do want to find out a little bit more about us, head to the Facebook.
It's great. It's heaps of stuff, heaps of updates on the Facebook.
Yeah, we
every
put some
day there's something new.
The reason Lindsay's saying it like that is because Lindsay never updates the Facebook. It's all me.
People don't know that.
Yeah, no, well, they do now, well, don't they?
You have your responsibilities. I have mine.
Which is you turn up to the podcast.
And just talk.
Yeah, and everything else is up to me. And it's the way it should be because it is the Snitch Lens podcast. And like we like to say every week,
spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.